next round. Well, they came in expectation of entertainment, and they're certainly getting it. Here's Ronnie Rosenthal. Can he work the magic again? Oh, he can! Unbelievable! It's three goals for Ronnie Rosenthal, the substitute. And Bruce Grobbelaar, well, he didn't seem to make any attempt.
The Hot Spurs podcast, and I'm Steve in Leon C. We've got Colin in Northern Ireland. How are you doing, Cole?
Yes, doing good, Beth. Doing good.
Tuesday, 29th of April 2014, and we played Stoke at the weekend. What do you think, Cole?
Yeah, well, another 3 points, another victory. Hard to believe, really. But, you know, one thing I said on last week's show was this will show maybe a wee bit of fight, you know, what kind of spirit that they've got, and to be fair to them, they went and got a result, you know, and it's, as you know, always a tough, tough place to go to. But, you know, they fought well. I think the strangest thing that probably came out of it was that when they actually went down to 10 men, we actually played worse. I think we played far better against 11. But, no, it was good 3 points. It's still hard to get overexcited about, but as we always say, we're Spurs fans. You want to see Spurs win, and 3 points, 3 points.
Yeah, another win away from home. Everyone's saying Stoke's such a hard place to go. There isn't really many easy places to go, is there? You know, every game is like, oh, West Brom, hard place to go, this place, hard place to go. No. So, yeah, but everyone bangs on about Stoke. And as I said on the last week's show, I've not got a problem with Stoke because Arsenal and Stoke absolutely hate each other, and therefore, by default, I quite like Stoke just to go against the grain there. But it was good. Great header, wasn't it, by Danny Rose?
Yeah, it was.
Really good. And then, you know, we'll talk about some of the incidences. Ryan Shawcross, two yellow cards. That's the end of discussion. Haven't really got a problem with Ryan Shawcross. Obviously, he's a tough player. Likes to get stuck in. Arsenal actually hate him because of what he did with Ramsey. And has he had any major issues with that, us kicking our players? Not really. I mean, it was just that one incident that the Arsenal fans went mad about. And, he's a good old player, though, isn't he? I've said it before, wouldn't mind him in a Spurs shirt. The Arsenal fans would both go crazy about that. But, he's an ever-present in a mid-table Premier League side. And I know people don't rate him and what have you, but, this is what we're talking about, aren't we? These ever-present captains of mid-table Premier League sides who want to step up. No?
Say I've got a question from Paul Teacher for later on, which might come into that subject, which we'll go over. But, as you say, Ranshaw, or Shawcross, we know what he's about. Look, it was two yellow cards, simple ads, he had to get sent off. You know, obviously the big probably discussion point after it was Danny Rose. You know, his reaction, obviously he was getting a lot of abuse from the Stoke fans, and was probably quite fortunate to stay on the pitch, and we sort of let it get to his head and went and shoved the guy. But, to be fair to Sherwood, he made the substitution, got him out of the fire and got it out there just to let things settle down, because probably if he had stayed on, it might have just boiled over and it might have cost us probably the 3 points in the end. But as you said, great goal from Danny Rose. Good to see him score. He's in for a lot of stick at the minute. Yes, he's not the best left back in the world, but he popped up with a goal, and that's what it's all about. But the performance on the day was fine. Steve, a lot of fight, a lot of battle, but nothing outstanding. Nothing overly exciting. But I think it is hard still at the minute to dig it up about things. Obviously, the scum, as I like to call them, won a game last night and scattering all these, habits and tottering's day or whatever they like to do. But, I think we replied to a couple of guys on Twitter, they're such a massive club, Arsenal, as they like to go on about, and they want to win the league, and, and they're going to do this and they're going to do that. But, you know, they just seem to be more happy to be celebrating finishing above us again.
That's the thing. Just we'll come on to that in just a second, definitely. But just go back, Danny Rose. You know, we've just watched the Real Madrid Bayern Munich game in the first half. How many times did the Bayern Munich players two-handed shoves on Real Madrid? And you know a two-handed shove. If someone's kicks you, a two-handed shove is the natural reaction. What Danny Rose. Maybe might have got sent off because of the fact that he ran 20 yards to shove him, and that just shows a little bit of, a better word than a bit thick to do that. But certainly if someone's standing next to you and they've kicked you, you know, your natural reaction is to shove them. But don't do that again, Danny Rose, because, you know, it is a bit silly. And someone very soon will get sent off because the referees will have a meeting, won't they? And they'll say, right, next time that happens, send them off. And then it all goes into pandemonium about, well, he didn't get sent off and he did and all that, as we know. But very lucky there not to get sent off. As I say, the fact that he did run 20 yards to do it. But I was actually driving at the time on my way up to Nottingham, and I was listening to it on the radio, and I just said to myself, because my missus wasn't interested, I hope Tim Sherwood takes him off now. That's the intelligent thing to do. Sounds like it's really boiling over, and he did, didn't he? So that was a smart move by Dim Tim. But he's getting better, isn't he, with his old press conferences and all that. We'll come back to the Arsenal in a minute, but just talking about Tim Sherwood, learning from his mistakes a little bit here.
What's going on? You're right, and it's funny, there's been a couple of things on Twitter and Facebook there lately about, is he actually maybe going to stay? So it's a really strange one,
Since he's come, we'd have been top four if the results, going by results, go on.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, we're all led to believe that he definitely is going because of what was said after the Liverpool game. But, nobody from the club has actually come out and said that this guy definitely is going. And I seen a tweet earlier on tonight from a guy, I can't remember who it was, and it was actually probably quite a good point. We need to give this guy a wee bit more respect. He's there doing a job, he's been at Tottenham for a lot of years, and, obviously all the talk is about who the new manager's going to be. So, we don't know, personally, as everybody knows, I think, we want him to go, it's time for him to go in our eyes. But we've just got to wait and see what materialises.
Well, going back to day one, I said we've got to get behind him. You said we have, but he's not the right man for the job. I was more sort of let's wait and see what happens. He might be. You never know. He might be. And sitting here today, you've got to say that would AVB have got better results? From where we were, if you think about, the fact that, as I say, since Tim Sherwood came in, taking results from all the sides, we're fourth. We've not won a hell of a lot of games. We've had a few disastrous games. The style of football, we've gone from possession football, creating a few chances, but, not scoring many, being quite solid in defence and capitulating massively. That hasn't changed. We still capitulated a couple of times, but we're scoring more goals. But we're not passing it as well, are we? The possession's gone right down. We look more vulnerable in defence, I suppose. But we're just such a non-coherent team in terms of. I just don't think any players, really know who to pass to or what to do. And it's lacklustre. This lacklustre approach. But hey, I've been watching Spurs for 30 years. When have we never been lackluster, really? It's the way it is, and we are a fickle bunch because we want our teams to play, this beautiful game and win and all the rest of it. And we want our manager to have never had any connections with Arsenal ever. And we want all this stuff. And at the end of the day, you read these Twitter comments. If you read 20 Twitter comments in a row about Sherwood or what his starting 11 should be, they'd all be different. You know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, but you know that's why we love the game, and you know, it's all about different opinions as well. But you know, I think the hardest thing sort of I've sort of found over the last few weeks has just been, you know, the season's sort of gone. You know, there hasn't been a lot to play for, so it's just hard to be excited. But like, with a big game coming up this weekend, you know, we need to go out and, you know, get revenge on these two West Ham results that we've had. And, you know, obviously all us Spurs fans would love to beat West Ham. And we need to go there and do a job. I really hope we can go and put on a good show. You know, Big Sam's under a lot of pressure from the supporters. I noticed that they had a banner up, I think it was on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, get Fat Sam out. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of hostility around Upton Park there. So if Spurs can go out, turn it on, get a couple of early goals, hopefully, it'll be an interesting game just to see what goes on there. But we definitely need to go out, and this is one game I am looking forward to. Unfortunately, I'll be in work, I won't be able to see it live, but I will have to record it and try not to hear any results and watch it later on, you know. But I'm really, really looking forward to this game, and then obviously the next game I'm coming over to, so
yeah.
Hopefully that'll make up for me not being to many games this year, Steve.
Well, I was Saturday night, I was at this party in Nottingham and just chatting about Spurs with various people, and you know, kind of comments about, oh, you're not going to get Louis van Gaal now, and of course I'm going, well, if you listen to the show, but you know, they saying that people jump the gun and what have you on that one, and again, funnily enough, there might be a twist on that one, mightn't there, because you know, they're now saying that, do they really want him? I know Jamie Carragher was saying, you know, do they want this manager who's, you know, a bit long in the tooth, and what, you know, wouldn't they prefer an up and coming one? Just to veer off very quickly, I'd give Giggs the gig, and just have Alex Ferguson as a mentor, you know, give him an ambassadorial role, if that's a word, and you know, just as a you know, head teacher, if you like, a bit of support, a director of football type thing. You know, but just like a liaison role, and then give Giggs the role. I mean, it's kind of like, yeah, he's the great, he's one of the greatest ever Man United players, and just his presence, you know, in that dressing room, you know, and all he's learned over the years would surely be fantastic. You know, and get some of his old buddies in to start shouting and screaming, you know, if that's required. But anyway, back to Spurs. Any comment on that, or are you not interesting?
Yeah, no, you know, say, I think the only interest we all sort of have is because everybody was sort of jumping on the Van Gaal bandwagon. You know, obviously I wouldn't say no if we did get the guy, but it's going to be interesting to see what United do. But I think that they will, after what's happened there, they will go for an experienced manager, maybe try and settle the club down after the Ferguson years. But as I say, you know, we've just got to wait and see. Obviously, I'm jumping on the Rafa Benitez thing. I've been putting out on Twitter. I've been getting quite a lot of support out there for it as well.
Yeah.
And obviously, one that we need to speak about is Frank de Boer's come up massively today.
I just read a tweet.
I just don't know.
I just read a tweet and it says, I don't want Frank de Boer and his tippy-tappy football. I mean, who on good God's name do we think we are to make comments like that? It's just hilarious, isn't it? Oh no, we don't want him. Well, who do you want then? I mean, you know, you watch this Real Madrid side tonight, and it's like, I can tell Spurs fans are thinking, well, that's what we want.
Yeah.
Well, you've got to start with an 80,000 stadium and a 50-year history of glorious football before you can, you know, start dreaming of the very, very top managers. Yes. And, you know, it's amazing.
Just kind of wait and see. What's your feelings on West Ham, Steve?
So West Ham coming up. So I'm going to this. I was at this party on Nottingham. I thought, you know what, there hasn't really been a real highlight this season. You know, jumping around either at Spurs or around the front room. And I thought, I fancy this one. So I got in touch with ASD, who, by the way, you need to sponsor, because he's got me a ticket. I don't know how you do it, but get in touch with ASD on Twitter, and you know, cause he does all this, what is it, mud thumping or whatever it is. You know what it is when he runs for miles and miles through the mud. But anyway, he's a good lad. So, he's got me a ticket for the West Ham game. So, I'm going away. I don't go away normally. Yeah, I took a bit of negotiation with the missus. She's in the other room, so I can't talk to you, Dad. But, fantastic. I'm going to West Ham. Nice one, eh?
Yeah, it'll be looking good. But on Andrew, I'll have a word about Andrew later on. But Andrew may need to be well and truly fit. Because when I see him, whenever I come over to Aston Villa game, he's in a bit of trouble, but I'll mention that later on.
Tell us now, why is that?
Oh no, well, when we go on to fantasy football, Andrew's no longer in the top 10.
Go on then, fantasy football.
Can you believe it? He had an Arsenal player in his team.
Which one?
Aaron Ramsey.
What?
He put Aaron Ramsey back into his team. And Andrew was sitting there in 8th place, doing really, really well. Hadn't seen a scum player in his team the whole season.
Yeah.
And there, I just flicked through and I just thought, I'll just check a few names here randomly to see if anybody's, you know, got any of these Arsenal players. And there he was. And I just absolutely devastated when I seen it was Andrew. So, look, he was quickly deleted straight out of the league. And Andrew, whenever I come over to the Villa game, where is it he drinks?
Pride of Tottenham.
Myself and the Spurs port might be making a wee trip in there. Just to say a wee quick hello to you, Andrew. So beware, mate, beware. The two Northern Irish boys are coming to get you.
You and who?
Me and the Spurs port.
Davey Elder.
Davey Elder.
Oh, watch out, watch out.
Oh, two bad boys on tour, you know. A couple of other boys I might be looking for as well when I'm over.
Tell us.
I'll mention no names.
Tell us the fantasy football scores.
Top of the league is John Perez, Patrick Morris, Dan Jones. Those three guys are really battling out. There's only, two games left, is it? Two?
Yeah.
Two and a half. Those three very close to winning it. Then we've got Adam Barrett, Kurt Fortek, Sharny Mann, Chrissy Rich, myself, Colin McKee, in 8th place.
Yeah.
Thanks, Andrew, for dropping out there. Jumping up a wee place. Rich Callaghan and Neil Webb. At the bottom is Angus Doodall, Graham Lambert, Charlie Warren, Kate Coggins, and Josh Michael. I'm obviously in 8th place there. Steve, you've jumped up to 79th, so not too bad. A lot better than last season.
Yeah.
And with the most points this week was Neil Webb with 81 points. He just beat me. I had 78 points this week. I actually had Wayne Rooney and Juan Mata in my team.
Yeah, I put Juan Mata in this week.
Yeah, so he just beat me by 3 points. So, look, really good, guys. A couple of weeks left of it, and then we'll be able to announce the winner. And hopefully we might be able to have a bit of a prize or maybe get you on the show, the winner, if that's what you fancy doing.
Cool. Right, so a little prediction for the West Ham game. What do you reckon is going to happen there?
I think we're going to win 3-1.
Be nice.
Fancy 3-1.
We just need something to brighten us up. It's not like beating an Arsenal or a Chelsea or that there are two sort of ones that we really want to beat. I mean, West Ham absolutely cannot stand Tottenham, but we're not too bothered about West Ham. It's funny because when I say that, I almost feel like an Arsenal fan the way they talk about us. But then again, if we do beat West Ham, I'm not going to be trolling through West Ham supporters, giving them a load of stick and sending them a load of messages. Because, like I say, although it would be great to beat West Ham, I'm not actually, doing that like all the Arsenal fans have been doing. So, let's have a little chat about that situation. I've said it before, I say it many times, that you start the season, Spurs say, right, we want to be fourth or we want to win a trophy. Get into Champions League or win a trophy, that's what we like. And some fans say, oh, what about doing both and what have you? At the end of the season, what we've got is we're not going to win a trophy. We're not going to finish in the Champions League. Therefore, we've failed this season. We haven't done what we wanted to do. I'm not saying to you, Cole, that, right, don't worry about that. It's now all about Europa and qualifying for Europa. No, sorry, we've had our target. that was our target and we haven't done it, therefore it's an unsuccessful season. But, you know, we push on for next season because we're not a million miles away. The Arsenal, what they do, of course, is they start off with Champions League, this cup, that cup. We don't want that. We don't want that. We don't care about Spurs. And then you get last night, they beat one of the worst Newcastle sides or worst performances I've ever seen. And you see, I sent a tweet out there about Tim Krul. I wonder if he'll make a record number of saves again. No, of course he won't. You know, they were absolutely dreadful. They go and win. And then that's it. You know, I know Flav, Fighting Cock, said he's getting loads of tweets and what have you, and people going, this St. Totterings Day or whatever it is, about, you know, beating us. I mean, do we have a St., you know, Norwich Day or a St. West Ham Day when we celebrate that they can't catch us in the league? No, of course we don't, because they're not our rivals. You know, our rivals are Arsenal. And the thing is, if they just stuck to that, if they at the start of the season said, you know what, Spurs fans, we want to finish above you, then they have got full bragging rights. Go for it. But they don't, do they? They talk about winning the title. Spurs aren't even on our radar. And then come the end of the season, they're all celebrating like mad. Oh, no, we do want to finish above you. That really was what we wanted in the end. So, oh, God, you know, really? What do you think?
I know, but look, you know, as you say, you're right. If they would say it at the start of the season, but at the start of the season, you know, they're going to win the league, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. You know, they signed Ozil, you know, who, you know, was going to be this wonder player. They went on and on about this fantastic signing. Look, that guy has not set the world alight. One thing about him as well, I actually think he looks as if he doesn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
He really has this sort of body language and attitude, and I wouldn't be surprised if that guy's maybe trying to edge for a wee bit of a move away from them, so they can definitely slap that there back up their faces, because he has definitely not been a success for them.
Yeah, definitely not.
You know, but you know, Christian Eriksen, people have put a lot of stats up, and it's taken the young lad, you know, a while to settle in. You know, he's got better stats than Ozil. Ozil costs four times the amount of what Eriksen did. So you know, they went on about him, but like, you know, I'm not worried about them at all. That, you know, I know there was a guy put on Twitter, and I said back in September on one of the shows, you know, that we'd definitely finish above them this year. But as we said, you know, we'd spent $100 million. Everybody was on that crest of wave saying, look at the players we've signed. You know, would you have sacrificed Bale to sign those seven? I think 9 out of 10 Spurs fans all said yes.
Not just Spurs, you know, fans, as I say, everybody in football was saying. But, you know, as I said, that was dependent on, and this is the only time I'll mention it, I promise, that was dependent on at least a three-quarters strength squad throughout the season, and that's being generous. But in fact, what we've actually had is three-quarters of our players injured almost every game. You know, 9, 10 players injured. You know, no back four all season. Not once have we played our full-strength back four all season. I mean, how are you supposed to compete with that? That's the only time I mention it. But, you know, that depends. So next season, right, my prediction, dependent on the fact that we have most of our players fit all season, we will finish above Arsenal. All right, and I'll say that now. But please note, asterisk, providing we have most of our players fit all season.
We'll get our best back four and they play at least, you know, 90% of the games.
Right.
You know, so
like Mertesacker, Sanya, and Koscielny have done.
Yeah.
Now at least they're two centre backs. Yeah. But you know, that's what the thing is. You know, we can't give them credit because they were banging on all season about how we're not their rivals. And then, you know, they turn around and go, you know, we've beaten you. And you're like, well, you're not our rivals, are you? Oh, you are our rivals. Well, which is it? So you don't know whether to give them credit or not. So, you know, I don't know. If next season they want to say, look, it's us and you for fourth, you know, and game on, and I'll be like, great. And at the end of it, if they get fourth, I'll say, well done, you know, credit where credit's due. But they never said that. So how can you give them any credit? Right, mate. Just okay, going back to... Go on, mate.
Sorry, I just want to read out... I've got another great question from Paul Teacher for the two of us.
Yeah.
And they're on Facebook. And we'll just go over a couple of topics before we round up. He's sort of saying that, you know, he's been looking now, you know, obviously at the bottom of the table, it's near enough, you know, you can see what teams are possibly going to get relegated and where a lot of teams are going to finish. So he was just asking, you know, is there any players that we would sort of fancy from, you know, from those teams, you know, that we want to bring into the Spurs squad? Like we've always done, we've always sort of said, you know, look, you know, who's the best player Newcastle has? Who's the best player here? Surely we should be looking at trying to bring these, well, you know, top players into our side. You know, he's mentioned he'd like to get Cocker back. Hmm. And I think there's a lot of rumours going about that we can get him back for 10 million. You know, Cocker was definitely one that I found really, really strange at the start of the season. I think we actually spoke about it, the way we did get rid of the guy. So look, I would have no qualms if I went back and got Cocker. Just sort of frustrates me that, you know, we sold a guy and then we go and bring him back and it's going to cost us more money. Just find that very, very strange. But is there any players down there, Steve, that jump out? You know, for me...
Well, I can't say, you know, just call Cocker. I can't see next season, unless we're incredibly unlucky, I can't see Vertonghen being out for 3 or 4 months. I can't see Cabal being out for 3 or 4 months. Kirakesh being out for 3 or 4 months. And Dawson being out for 3 or 4 months like they have this season. They can't do it again. So next season, with those four fit for at least, you know, like I say, 60-70% of the season, then we've got good competition and they'll be all right. But, you know, Corker was good with us, wasn't he? He played in that,
yeah,
he was a brilliant in that snowy game against Man United.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Who else?
Yeah, like, for me... You know, obviously, I know they finished a bit higher up, would be Southampton. You know, I really like the looks of this guy, Lallana. I think he'll go to the World Cup for England as well. And I can see maybe United, maybe a couple of other, you know, teams are going to go. But he's certainly one that stood out this season. I think another one is Remy from Newcastle, who's obviously on loan from QPR. I know we were linked heavily with a guy whenever he was at, before he actually went to Newcastle, or QPR, sorry. I think he's definitely one that could be a really good signing for us. I like the look of him.
I mean, I said Fraser Campbell, get him back, because I liked him at Spurs when he was there.
Look at him now, Steve, he's went off. You haven't heard of him now?
No, you have. He's been scoring a few goals. He has scored a few goals.
I don't think, though, I think, you know, we need to look at the top players, you know. The other one I actually...
No, I mean, you know, if you're looking for players to come in and play for in the first team, like, you know, I'm talking about Fraser Campbell as a backup, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, for a couple of million, whatever.
I actually liked Rodriguez from Southampton.
Yeah.
I know he's injured, but, you know, he's been a good player this year. I think there's Remy. Kabay, we always talk about, but obviously he's gone. Just trying to, obviously there's Luke Shaw, there's a couple of, you know, defenders there as well.
Yeah.
The other one, which I mentioned the other week, was Ashley Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Here, did you watch him for Chelsea against Liverpool?
Absolutely, yeah. We should have got him in January. He'd have been going to the World Cup if he'd have come to us in January.
Yeah.
Because he'd have been our best player by a mile.
Yeah, I think it'd still be one that, you know, I don't know whether it want to come to Spurs or not, but it's definitely one that we should definitely be looking at as well. But look, there's loads of good players down there. It's just going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Just I want to talk about this brilliant message from Martin Heiser. It just sums it up for me. I'll edit out the swear words, but it was, you know, we were talking about Rafa Benitez last week, and I sent a tweet out there, someone banging on about Louis van Gaal, and I said, well, we're not going to get him, and by the way, we won't get Benitez either, don't tell Colin, because I've noticed that Napoli are, we didn't say it last week, but they are third and 10 points clear, so if they get Champions League, very, very difficult to get, prize him away, unless he has a row with the chairman, and again, do we want someone like that? Well, maybe, I don't know, but anyway, this is a brilliant message from Martin Heiser. He says, we won't get Rafa, despite the fact that he loves and has a home in England and wants to return, because he's too sensible a choice, and besides, unless he comes on a free like Moyes will be able to, Mr. Levy won't be interested. So let's look forward to another broken manager with another broken reputation who will be under the spotlight from the media and therefore under unbelievable pressure. Then we as Spurs fans can do what we do best and do our utmost to make sure he has no chance of succeeding. Let's judge him before he's even through the door and give him no support at all. Our club is an absolute joke. Sherwood was never a choice of mine, completely out of his depth, but his treatment has been appalling. I do think he's been a bit of an idiot, but his record really should allow the man to leave with dignity. We slagged off Chelsea for giving Benitez no support. We are hypocrites. 100% agree with that, don't you?
Yeah, it's a brilliant message. It really is. And obviously Martin knows his stuff. He knows his Spurs. And that's the first I've heard that. And yeah, 100% agree with him. I sort of mentioned that earlier about a couple of tweets that I'd seen. And yes, I haven't been a lover of Sherwood either. But you know, we do need to try and give him a bit of respect, and he's still there fighting for us on the sideline and trying to do his utmost for Spurs, and but that's all really we should be interested in.
Yeah, but I don't have a clue how any of these managers would do at Tottenham. As I've said before, yeah. You know, you take your Sam Allardyce. How would he be in the Spurs dressing room? You know, watching Spurs from afar from the last 20 years. Would he come in and just go, listen, this is what Spurs need to do, you know? Or then again, someone like Frank de Boer, who would have no idea of the Tottenham culture, you know, and he'd come in and he'd assess things and, you know, we run out first day, say it's first day, you know, Crystal Palace at home, and we got Tony Pulis parking the bus, you know, with a tough, tough team. And they go up the other end on 70 minutes and nick it 1-0, you know. And then we've got Frank de Boer going, you know, saying stuff that Spurs fans go, well, wait there, no. You know what I mean? So yeah. It's just weird. You know, if Tim Sherwood, so, someone said the other day, you know, Tim Sherwood, this was after Stoke, so this was I think yesterday on Monday, said, you know, someone suggested me say Sherwood might stay. No, the swear word. So, my goodness, really? You really hate him that much? Yeah. What, you know, we're not mid-table, we're not 13th. We're still up there. We're still getting results. The football's not amazing, but then again, who is playing amazing football? Who this season is actually playing brilliant, flowing football and winning games?
Yeah, it's probably been Liverpool. It's probably been the only
Liverpool,
one.
You know, yeah. And that's it.
Yeah.
So
you're right in what you're saying that, you know, no matter who.
Man City.
I'm sort of hoping I think where we were at the start of last season, we've all been on this high for the last 2 or 3 years, and I think genuinely, and I was one of them. I really believed that we were going to break into, say, the top three and within the next year or two really be challenged for the league. All of a sudden this season we've just dropped massively back 3, 4, 5 years. And I'm sort of hoping now that we've sort of had that high, we're all down the low, the expectation isn't just going to be as high, and maybe it will give us a bit more time and, you know, get the manager, if there is a new manager comes in, you know, maybe give this guy a bit of time. But, you know, we are, I think the big problem nowadays, Steve, is social media. You know, Twitter and Facebook and all these other things. And no matter what's out there, you know, there's always someone that's not going to like and that gets retweeted, and then everybody jumps on the bandwagon. We've obviously got a lot of new supporters over the last 5 years because of the football that we were playing. And, you know, so there's a lot there. We just all need to take a step back for next season. Whoever we decide, even if it's Tim Sherwood is to be there, you know, that crowd at White Hart Lane, that's the most important thing. You know, forget about TV and what people are saying on Twitter and social media sites. You know, that crowd at White Hart Lane has got to start to stand up and be counted and become that 12th man. Because the atmosphere this year has been shocking. Okay, I've only been over a few times, but you know, even on TV, I can't hear a thing. If you look at Bayern Munich tonight, 3-0 down at half-time, the supporters never shut up. The whole game, you know, we've got to start to back our team. And you know, it's going to be interesting, it is. You know, people are going on about De Boer now, and like, I honestly haven't got a clue who it's going to be.
No.
You know, I really don't. But no matter who it is, we've got to try and support them. And the other thing is as well, we're not going to get rid of 10 players and bring in another 7 or 10. You know, it's just not going to happen. We might bring in 2 or 3, you know, and a couple might go. So I think a lot of these players still need to be given a chance and be better than a couple of additions. Left back is absolutely massive for us. That really is massive. And yeah, to me, we still need a top goal scorer.
Yeah, absolutely. Get the left back situation sorted out. And you know, get, you know, see how these guys get on in the World Cup, and you know, go from there. You know that not much business is going to be done anyway, but there'll be so much speculation all through the World Cup and this player and that player. You know, and it just rolls on, doesn't it? But you know,
I just sort of hope, Steve, that if we are going to make a decision on it, and it's not going to be, you know, a manager that's at the World Cup, you know, let's do it early. If it's going to be Frank de Boer, let's stop messing about. Go and get him.
Yeah, but also, let's have. I think about this the other day. Let's stop selling ourselves to these people. You know, let's not sell ourselves to the Paulinhos of this world and all these managers. Let them want to manage us. Do you know what I mean? So you say to Frank de Boer, listen, you know us, this is the club, do you want to manage us or not? And if he's done, well, I'm not sure, well, all right, see you later.
Yeah.
You know, and then go to the next person. Listen, what do you reckon? Do you want to give it a go? I'd love to, brilliant. Sign here, you know, give it a go. Do you know what I mean? And these players, oh, I'm not sure because I heard that that club are after me, that club, well, yeah, see you later. But if there's a, you know, if these players want to play for us, we're a big enough side that players will want to play for Tottenham. And I'm getting sick and tired of watching these guys on the pitch, and it just looks as if they do not want to play for us. And I think it's down partly due to the fact that when we sign them, we give them, you know, the brochure, the tour, the this, that, you know, look at this, aren't we fantastic? You know, and they go, well, yeah, maybe. And in the end, we get them, and then, you know, 6 months down the line, you know, they're going, well, this is not what you told me. You know, you're like, God, let's just get players that want to play for Tottenham. Yeah. You know, and go from there. Try that, a different approach.
Yeah.
Right, mate.
It's going to be an interesting summer, it really is. I really can't wait till the end of the season. And then, you know, obviously the World Cup is going to be a big thing as well. But it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. And you know, we've just got to keep our fingers crossed that, you know, with a good squad and we get a good start of the season and everybody start to get behind the team again, you know, start to get upbeat about them. But, you know, we've got to create some noise and some atmosphere at White Hart Lane, and, yeah, you know, that's a massive part of it for next year.
All right, mate. Well, look, we'll do a show again after the West Ham game. And, you know, final one, you know, certainly with me and you, Aston Villa.
Yeah.
And then, you know, shows carrying on. As I said, I'm going to do a show with some under-16s, which will be good fun. And another fan show we'll definitely do. Come and people have their opinions. Yeah. I know Mike England wants to do another one with us. We certainly won't do any other shows with any podcast, that's for certain. Not even the Spurs show. So apparently it's too funny. He doesn't like the comedy. He prefers the serious chat. It should be good.
That's right. I'm going to
Flav. Flav's another one. He wants to come on again. Yeah. Tatrunk wants to come on.
Good. As we've put out there on Twitter, remember we put out
Paul Miller. Paul Allen told me no.
That's right.
Go on. Sorry.
We can go on to some suspense. Do you remember you actually put out a tweet and you should put it out there again off the Hotspurs podcast 11.
Yeah.
You know, that have been on this show guest wise. You know, and you know, it's amazing that it doesn't get retweeted more out there. You know, all you guys that do listen to us and enjoy the show and follow us on Twitter, you know, start putting a few retweets out there for us and get us out, because you know, I'm seeing a lot of new ones that are arriving and look, it's great. I love, like Steve, we listen to them all. You know, but you know, we're working hard, we're doing a lot on this show. And especially the guests that Steve does get on. So look, let's get it out there and get people listening to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the other day we're all Spurs, so let's get 100% behind them.
All right, mate.
Okay, mate. Come on, you Spurs. Let's tank West Ham.
Yeah, come on.
Cheers on up.
Come on, you Spurs.